Dave, Paul Batrachat is listening in Stevenage, and he says, where's the safest place in a wood or a forest during a thunderstorm?
Well, you might think that standing under a tree is a really good idea, because then the tree will get hit by lightning rather than you, because it would be a much better path to earth than you are. The problem is, if you're near a tree which is hit by lightning, the sap tends to heats up, gets really hot, turns to steam, and then explodes.
The whole tree just goes bang, doesn't it?
So you get bits of tree flying off, and they can hit you, and they can do you more damage than being hit by lightning in itself.
But also, the tree's behaving as a wonderful lightning conductor, and this is raising the potential, the electrical potential of the ground around the tree, and so animals like cows that have very long bodies and horses are sometimes found dead in fields because the electricity flows over the ground and it's easier to go up the cow's front legs, along its body and down its back legs and kill it in the process than it is to go across the ground, or at least some of the electricity does. So you could still get taken down by electricity spreading away across the forest floor, couldn't you?
Yeah, I once had a dog that had a big problem with that. We're near an electric fence with a dodgy earth, and she was standing by the electric fence, and because her feet were a lot closer to the electric fence than her front feet were than her back feet, she had a current going through her, and she just stood there jumping, looking really uncomfortable until we managed to move her away from the electric
fence. You did have an interesting childhood, didn't you, Dave? Andy on the A12 says, back when he was 19, he lived behind a bus depot, reversing at the same time in the morning with a warning beep. That was the buses, of course, and to this day, an alarm beeps will not wake him up. He's kind of learned not to, so maybe, Helen, there's a lesson in that for you with your waking up problem.
Move to a depot. Yeah, I used to live next to the bit where they took the bins for recycling, and that was just so noisy in the mornings. That's it.
Now,